Jimmy Hollywood.
I was swinging.
And he's brought to you by Woof Pet Wellness Resort in Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Good morning, James St. James.
Oh, good morning, Dan. Hello, Miss Marcy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Okay, coincidence, okay? In my studio right now in Calabasas, California, it's 20 degrees Celsius.
Oh, look
really?
At you.
Yeah, we're equal. All
That's right.
All right, now you know what it is. It's rumor day, so let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, for all you fans of the 1993 comedy Hocus Pocus, okay, Hocus Pocus. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Hocus Pocus, you're going to like this rumor. Okay, it's a close to a done deal that nearly 30 years later, there will be a Hocus Pocus 2. And yes, coming back will be original stars Bette, Sarah Jessica, and Kathy.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah, just going to say, that was a fun movie, right, Marcy?
Yep, definitely.
That was. All right, here's another movie rumor. Yesterday, the legendary Cher turned 75 years young. And yesterday, a rumor was started, maybe by Cher's people. No, I'm just kidding. The legitimate rumor, wait a minute, kids. As a former English teacher, I can't let this pass by. Legitimate rumor, that's a perfect example of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Legitimate rumor. Yeah. All right, class, let's get back to Cher. Now, it's whispered there's a biopic in the works, Dan, based on her very unique life.
Okay.
Now, kind of in the same vein as the recent movies on Freddie Mercury, Elton John, and the upcoming Bee Gees Rock Doc.
Yep.
Now, the Cher story would be produced by the same people who brought us the Mamma Mia movies.
Oh.
Okay.
Of which, of course, the second one she stole. You know that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the Mamma Mia movies. Now, if you haven't seen them, now, you're going to laugh. But I'm going to say, hey, this weekend have a Abba Dabba Doo party. Okay? And you watch both the movies. I guarantee you, it sounds a little cheesy. But remember, Marcy, every cheeseburger needs some cheese. Okay? Words to live by. All right, here's a rumor from next week's Friends reunion. You know, it's scheduled for next Thursday night on HBO Max.
Yep.
All right, now the rumor is that each of the six friends, Matt, Matthew, David, Lisa, Jennifer, and Courtney, were paid $1 million each to come back, sit around a table, reminisce about their 10-year run to Friends. Okay, $1 million apiece.
Wow.
Wow.
James Corden will host the show, and it's rumored we may see surprise appearances by Tom Selleck, Reese Witherspoon, Paul Rudd, and maybe Brad Pitt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if he shows up, guess what next week's rumors are going to be about?
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's a casting rumor. I want you to watch for Sarah Ramirez. She's going to join the cast of the upcoming reboot of Sex and the City.
Okay.
Now, you might remember her from her days on Grey's Anatomy, or as of late, Madam Secretary.
Okay.
Now, on Sex and the City, Sarah will play the show's first non-binary character, a stand-up comic who hosts an LGBTQ podcast.
Okay.
Should be fun. All right, now to paraphrase a famous movie line, it's rumored that Katie Sagal is saying she's mad as hell and she's not going to take it anymore.
Oh.
That's the buzz on the streets regarding Katie's reaction to the news. I'm sure you heard the news after we talked about this the other day. After only four episodes,
ABC
Television has canceled her show Rebel.
Right.
A show that the network spent millions of dollars promoting.
Wow.
Now, I'm told that she is telling anyone who will listen, things take time to catch on. And I agree. I thought Rebel showed some strong potential. Very good cast. Andy Garcia, James Leisure, John Corbin, and some guy from Woodstock. All right, let me see.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, right?
Kevin Zegers. That's right. Yep.
Yes, yes. Well, don't worry. He'll find work.
Yep.
No question. I'm told there are five episodes remaining, and it's rumored that Katie's looking for other buyers for the show.
Oh, interesting.
Now, the rumor is showing interest are streaming services Hulu and Vudu. You know, they carry reruns of the show.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Hulu and Vudu. Sounds like a Hawaiian booking agent for magicians. All right, on that note, I want to wish all my Canadians up there, I want to wish you a safe and a happy long holiday weekend. I'm taking my toque off, and I'm saluting Queen Vicky. Yes, I am.
Thanks, Jimmy.
I'll see you on Wednesday. I'm the real Jimmy Hollywood.